The U.S. Attorney's Office today announced the first criminal charges in connection with the hepatitis C outbreak at Exeter Hospital. David Kwiatkowski, a former technician at the hospital's cardiac catheterization lab, is charged with fraudulently obtaining drugs and tampering with a consumer product. The federal investigation says Kwiatkowski is the source of the outbreak, in which at least 30 patients tested positive for the same strain of hepatitis C since the investigation began in late May. Joining us now is U.S. Attorney John Kakavas, who announced the charges today. Mr. Kakavas, welcome to the program. Can you first tell us which drugs Mr. Kwiatkowski is accused of obtaining?
Yeah. What we know of thus far is that the defendant was diverting fentanyl, which is a very powerful anesthetic, a very powerful narcotic, much more powerful than morphine. The fentanyl is typically employed in tandem with Versed, which is a sedative, and together these drugs are used as a conscious sedative for patients undergoing procedures in the cardiac catheterization lab. So what we've been able to uncover is evidence that this defendant was diverting fentanyl at the least, and perhaps other drugs as well.
Now, what do we know about Mr. Kwiatkowski's position at the lab? And based on that, should he have had access to these drugs?
Well, he was not authorized to have access to these drugs. The drugs are kept in a locked box called a Pyxis, and the only people who have authorized access to that Pyxis machine are registered nurses who are working in the CCL, or the cardiac cath lab. What happened, and I'm not going to reveal our evidence on how he actually secreted these syringes away, but suffice it to say that the fentanyl syringes and the Versed syringes were exposed for a brief period of time during which he presumably diverted them.
I'm told Mr. Kwiatkowski is accused of being involved in a similar drug diversion episode. What do we know about that?
Yes, our investigation has uncovered information that at a different hospital in a different state, the defendant in this case was observed doing something odd around a medical table that contained medications for use in a procedure. It was reported he was physically searched, and that search revealed three syringes containing fentanyl or a liquid that was substituted for fentanyl, and a subsequent search of his locker revealed the existence of some needles and another drug.
You mentioned the evidence a moment ago, and there's obviously some information that you're not able to reveal, but can you tell us just generally about the evidence that you have in this case?
Let me preface my answer to that question with this observation. Our investigation is closer to the beginning than it is to the end. This remains very active and very ongoing. And I will tell you that this individual, this defendant, was revealed to public health authorities through their epidemiological testing, and that's how law enforcement got wind of this.
With these federal charges, what are the potential punishments that he could be facing if convicted?
On the pending charge of tampering with a consumer product, he faces a maximum of no more than 20 years. On the pending charge of diverting a controlled substance, he faces a maximum penalty of 4 years. However, I should say, again, we are at the beginning of this investigation. I fully expect that these charges will be upgraded and added to.
You announced the charges today. Where is Mr. Kwiatkowski right now?
He was arrested this morning in his hospital bed in a hospital in Massachusetts. Upon his discharge, he will be remanded to federal authorities here in New Hampshire.
Do we know why he's in a hospital in Massachusetts at the moment?
We do, but, you know, we're not going to disclose that confidentiality.
John Kakavas, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brady.
U.S. Attorney John Kakavas. You can find more of our coverage of the hepatitis C outbreak at Exeter Hospital and the criminal charges announced today by the U.S. Attorney's Office by going to our website, nhpr.org.